afternoon, and welcome to the St. Pete Sports Connection on RadioSt.Pete.com and Sunshine 96.7 FM, and now on StPeteSportsConnection.com as well. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. I'm Mike Rickard. I said we're home of the Tampa Bay Bucks, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Lightning down here in Tampa Bay in downtown St. Pete. A spectacular day. You know, I say all the time that it's a beautiful day. And you just heard the opening, which is Another Day in the Burg. Great little jam that a friend of mine, Banjo Steve, put together with a spectacular video. In fact, if you haven't seen it, go ahead and it's on Yahoo. I'm sorry, it's on YouTube. I'm a Yahoo. It's on YouTube. And Google it. It's probably about 4 minutes long, and it's tremendous video. Another day in the Burg, and that's what we have, another Saturday in the Burg. And as I said, I'm at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. He's been down here for 28 years, and this weekend is very busy. Well, every weekend is at Ferg. What am I talking about? You've got at 2:10, you've got the Rays and the Rangers. Tough loss last night, 5-4, but they're still on top of the East. And after another successful journey to Yankee Stadium, Yankee fans just probably, and I was born a lifelong Yankee fan, but I've gotten on the, not the bandwagon, I love the story. I've gotten on the story of the Rays with the low payroll. Here comes the talent of the show. And I haven't met this young man, but the talent for the next hour, Bubba DeLay. And I don't know who the guy is alongside him. However, actually, it's Andy and his son, as I was just getting ready to introduce who my guests are going to be today. Man, that is a cool jersey. You know what's even cooler? The hat, the brim. Man, you know how to suck up to an old man. I got a little business to take care of, and then we'll have a lot of fun here. Anyway, well, I appreciate you coming down and being the old man's bodyguard. He needs one. So we'll talk soccer, and you can enlighten our audience who rarely gets any information, and we need to be more supportive. We actually have, Bubba, on our airwaves, a rowdy show. I don't know if you've heard the podcast, but we'll have to get you in tune to that. Anyway, this is the St. Pete Sports Connection, Sunshine 96.7 FM, RadioSt.Pete.com, and St. Pete Sports Connection. .com, as I mentioned. I'll go back to baseball. I'll do the standings right now in both the AL and the NL. In the East, as I mentioned after last night's game, the Rays are still one game on top of Boston. Boston took care of business against the Yankees. Then you've got Toronto five back, the hapless Baltimore Orioles, who we get to play next week. Unfortunately, typically when we should beat a team, that doesn't take place. So the Orioles come to town next week for a homestand. They're at the bottom of the East. In the Central, it's the Chicago White Sox. We knew the cream would come to the top there. And the team that everybody's wondering about is the Minnesota Twinkies, the Twins, at the bottom of the division. You got Cleveland three back. Kansas City Royals still hanging in there. Detroit Tigers. And then in the West, the Oakland A's, still another great story, on top of the cheaters, the Houston Astros, and Seattle. L.A. Angels, the team that's just absolutely decimated by injuries. And then the Texas Rangers, who, you know, I shouldn't talk about Baltimore because Texas is the bottom of the West, and they took care of us last night, 5-4. And in the NL standings, you've got Atlanta 3.5 on top of Philly. You know, with all that payroll and that much talent, in the East, it's amazing how, lethargic these teams look when they're playing, especially the Phillies, especially. They're four behind the Mets, and the Mets on top. Yeah, and a lot of Yankee fans don't like to hear that as well. And then in the Central, which just brightens my heart, I used to work for these guys, the Chicago Cubs, 1.5 games on top of the St. Louis Cardinals, and that really makes me happy because I'm a vaunted Cardinal hater. Anyway, then you got the Milwaukee Brewers, two back. Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Bucks, 10.5. In the West, San Francisco, another great story. And you look at the payrolls of the San Diego Padres and the Los Angeles Dodgers, the best arms that money could can buy. And you've got the San Francisco Giants, great story. They're one on top in the West. And then you've got the Colorado Rockies. I'm actually going to be going to the Rockies and Cardinals. I'm going to go see my son on 4th of July. Looking forward to that. Great stadium. Of course, if you ever get out to Denver, even if you're not a baseball fan, you like beer, you like the Rocky Mountains, cold Coors beer, Coors Field, and when you look out center field, you got the Rocky Mountains. So what else could be any better than that? Like I said, even if you're not a baseball fan, get out there. Okay, a couple of notes, and then we'll start our conversation. It is NBA season. I don't like to talk NBA. I only talk NBA. I don't want to get into politics because, at least I have an ally with me. But anyway, I'm not going to get into politics on this. But they finally play defense during the playoffs and earn their money. And what I loved, and I'm not a hater. I mean, he's very accomplished. But LeBron James and the Lakers. I mean, I'm an old man. I'm 64 years old. Speaking of old men, nah, he's not. Here comes Jersey Bill. Anyway, I was ecstatic when the Lakers got beat. I think I was cheering in my beach bungalow. And only, I just don't like the way that these – I'm not a fan of the Nets now. They got three incredible players on that team. The Miami Heat had some incredible players. I just don't like the NBA and the way you're able to load your teams up. I like parity, and we're going to have parity in the playoffs now, with the exception of the New York Nets, and their chemistry hasn't been superb either. So that's my take there. I'm looking forward to watching the NBA right now because there is parity. There's some small market teams in there, and it's a crapshoot on who can win the title. The Lakers are out. I was very disappointed. If I was a LeBron fan, I would have been very upset watching his performance the other night when they got eliminated by the Phoenix Suns, because he cried a lot. He did. You watch the footage. I'm not a hater. You watch the footage, and it was not a very good role model on how to play basketball. When he got fouled or not fouled, and who knows in the NBA, he kept looking at the refs while the Suns are rocking and rolling down the floor in transition, and he's still complaining to the officials. Not a good look, LeBron, even though you're the number two greatest player of all time, and MJ will never take that number one place in my own mind. Hey, on the tee also, as I said, starts right here on RadioSaintPete.com, SaintPeteSportsConnection.com, and hopefully if Joe listens to it and he likes it, we'll get it on Sunshine 96.7 FM. We got to bring the big dogs in for that to happen. Unfortunately, he's here today. Andy DeLay, that was the first time that we got to be on 96.7 FM. Was during the St. Pete Grand Prix. So we went from the AAA to the bigs that weekend. Anyway, on the tee, and that will join our sports lineup. I've already got a home for us. It's the Par Bar. It hasn't opened yet. It's about seven blocks from here, and I'm looking forward to that partnership. Got that lined up this week. So the Par Bar will be home for on the tee. What more could you want? Minster golf, beer, people have clubs in their hands. I think there will be a few scraps. We might have to call in these boys to monitor the activity. Anyway, so let's talk a little golf, and then we'll migrate. As I said, when you go over 50, I call it the Champions Tour. Well, because there is a Champions Tour in golf, and it's in Des Moines, Iowa, my hometown right now, and I used to have my radio perch there each and every year. And it was a blast. You got to meet the greats of the game, some characters. I hung out with Fuzzy Zeller, Nick Price, Ben Crenshaw, Craig Stadler, the Walrus. I mean, these guys are characters. They don't look like today's golfers. They got a little paunch. They got a little flair. They got a butt in their hand while they're walking down the fairway. That's old school. And you get to see them in person, and they're playing at Wakanda Golf Course, a course that a hack like me was very blessed to play many, many times. My son worked there in college. He was a college golfer. And I'd have to sneak in the back way, or they wouldn't let me on the tee box as I hacked it up. But if you watch the Golf Channel tonight, you'll see it's the Principal Charity Classic. And I have some fond memories. But you'll see some of the old guys. Even if you're not a golf fan, you'll see John Daly hacking it up. And, man, did he do a good job of it yesterday. I love JD. Breaking news on John Daly, the British Open, when he won it, there was gamblers, and he confirmed it in Des Moines, actually, that offered him $1 million to throw the British Open when he won it. I probably figured his lifestyle, which they weren't too inaccurate, he might need that jack later on. But you're guaranteed almost $1 million for the win, and then you have lifelong exemption, and the people in Britain love him because he likes to drink and play golf. So there you have it. Hey, tonight, as I mentioned, Lightning, Hurricanes, Carolina Hurricanes. I was not a big hockey fan. Ferg convinced me to help him out during his Lightning run. And I told this story the other day, but I got to tell it again at my own expense. So I didn't realize that people are over the top down here. I'm from up north. You know, you're from up north. You don't think ice in Florida. Florida Panthers against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Who in the hell would ever thought of that matchup back in our era? Anyway, people have moved from obviously up north, and hockey is alive and well here. So I didn't know that they had their own horn here. This place is jammed. I'm trying to sit people. They scored their first goal. This horn goes off and scared the holy hell out of me. I look over at Mac, the DJ, and what was that? He goes, get used to it. That game, five times. So if you're a Lightning fan, come down here. It's just like being over to Amelie. It is off the charts. All right, so without further delay, I like how I just roll into that. Why don't you throw that mic in front of your mug, my friend, and let's have a conversation. Great to see you again.
Hey, it's good to be on RadioSt.Pete.com and the St. Pete Sports Connection.
Well, you brought the bodyguard with you.
Yeah, got my son.
How old is he?
14 years old, going on 25.
Attaboy. Well, you know what? I'm having a segment at 1:30 after you guys leave. My girlfriend's got her grandkids down here. Have you ever watched, well, you did when we were younger, Kids Say the Darndest Things?
I've seen that, yep.
Yeah, well, they got a new version. I'm Art Linkletter, but I'm going to have her grandkids here. And they're 8 and 4, and I'm going to talk sports with them.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And I think it's going to be funnier than hell. But in your case, it's going to be educated information for us. So what have you been up to?
Just working, of course. We got Jersey Bill here with us, along with my son Buster. And, of course, he's my boss at my real job and slave driving like usual.
Hey, I thought about you guys this morning. I don't know what I was doing. Prepping for the show, I thought. And I do respect and appreciate everything you've done in your careers. But here you guys are dealing with speeding and wrecks all the time. And what's your passion? Racing, speeding, and wrecks. Now, it does make sense, man.
You know, folks say, you ever want to drive a race car? Which I have done in the past, but, you know, all the time whenever they say there's a certain call you got to go to, being that with law enforcement, you get to throw the red and blue lights on you, like, all right, it's time to go drafting.
Rock and roll. I thought about that today. I thought, man, hey, they deal with speeders, tragedy, wrecks. But what's their passion for 13 years?
Yeah, that's
burning rubber radio. I still think
right. It's
hilarious when you said you ought to try to arrest somebody that listens to your show.
That's the truth. That happened whenever I was.
Was that in Kentucky?
Said, you're that guy. Yeah, back up in Kentucky. You're that guy that's on the radio. I was like, well, here's your get out of jail free card. And that's a way to make
butter somebody
right
up.
You, yeah.
Typically, it's the female gender that they assume gets to get out of jail free card. Hey, you know, you look a lot better than the last time you got here.
That's right. My Jersey Bill didn't walk me 2 miles uphill from the yacht basin at the St. Pete Grand Prix to be
here. Don't blame it on him. You're the one that left your keys.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's right.
I do have some retention. Plus, I listen to my show and critique it, and I usually give myself an F, but I listened to it several times. And I gave you an A that day.
Oh, thanks.
For effort since you walked here.
Going back, it wasn't so bad after your show because it's downhill.
I know. I was worried about you rolling down there. You needed your son with you as your crutch.
Oh, that's right.
Actually, you could have
could have carried him.
Well, I'm not going to go there. However, you could have showed them how to ride one of those scooters.
That's
what I was thinking.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so let's talk NASCAR. What's going on in the world of NASCAR?
This weekend they are at Sonoma, which is out in California in the wine country. First time they've been there. This will be the 2 years because last year they missed it because of COVID, and California had some wild laws, and they missed everything out
California
in California.
California has wild laws?
Yeah, you know what I'm
News
saying
flash.
With COVID.
I mean, doesn't need COVID.
Oh, well.
California. Obvious. Yeah, California. Land of the kooks and the... let's not go there either.
Oh, yeah, you're right. But anyway, this weekend it's Sonoma, and they're going to be out there in wine country. It's really neat because they're running out there not with the truck series or the Xfinity series, which, by the way, the Xfinity series is at Mid-Ohio Road Course this weekend. And a couple of friends of mine are running in that race. Preston Partis, who you just listened to if you were on RadioSaintPete.com here at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
He's going to be running
out
there.
You guys do a great job, by the way.
Oh, Preston's – he's a great guy.
I said you do, but Preston sounded great too.
Oh, thanks a lot. Why are you buttering me up?
Because I got to hold on to you for about an hour.
No, I was going to say Bill's the one that's supposed to blow smoke up my rear end. But
he's going to talk open wheel with. We're going to talk about last week's Indianapolis 500.
Oh yeah, that's all the Bill there. But that ought to be a good race today. Mike Joy, who does the commentary on, I'm going to say Fox. Anyway, if you listen to watch the NASCAR races. Mike Joy is actually going to be running in the Trans Am, the historical Trans Am race today out at Sonoma Speedway. So it'll be kind of neat to watch one of the announcers out there running in the, I guess it's an SCCA race today at Sonoma.
Explain that, the Trans Am race. Are the actual Trans Ams?
No, they're actually historic Trans Am. Trans Am is a type of car, like the Ford Mustangs and whatnot. Of course, yeah. Pontiac named their car after.
Okay,
Trans
that's
Am.
Why I asked. As an outsider, doesn't know diddly.
Right, and so they are running the historical. So Mike's running today. He'll be running a 1966 Ford Mustang. And the race.
How cool is that?
That's awesome. So,
what was the first year of the Mustang? I just watched that on the History Channel, the history of these car manufacturers, and how racing, going all the way over to Porsche, and racing is what inspired, Ferrari. Racing inspired them before they even made domestic cars in a lot of cases.
Yeah, that's right.
And Ford, I'm trying to remember who he was up against, but... Chrysler didn't get into the racing business, did they?
They did Dodge.
The 60? Dodge, yes, they did. Okay.
They did, but they're out of it now. There's a lot of rumors that we're going to see a new manufacturer here within the next 2 years. And, there's
Tesla.
Folks that say no. I hear that Dodge, or I should say Chrysler, because Dodge really isn't anymore. They call it Ram. Chrysler's thinking about it, but I doubt it. But I've heard that Honda has made a pitch and Hyundai.
Really?
Well, yeah. BMW too.
That doesn't shock me. Is it still Daimler Chrysler?
No, it's Fiat owns Chrysler now.
Well, they had it on this, and it was, you guys would like it. It's on the History Channel, and it did the history of the automobile. And Daimler was a brilliant engineer. It was a dude from Germany.
That's right.
And, being German, most of us are brilliant. But I was in the wrong line when they were handing out those passes. But that was pretty interesting in my own right. Daimler, Chrysler, makes sense.
Yeah, that's neat. It's actually a connection to Mercedes with Daimler, of course. They used to say that Chrysler was the new American Mercedes whenever they are owned by them.
Well, and Mercedes at one time tried to duplicate what Henry Ford was doing because they were just making, elitist cars, and then they realized in Europe they needed to punch something out that the common Joe like.
That's right, yeah. Exactly.
That was very interesting. Hey, what's more interesting? I want to hear this story one more time. Did you ever know how your pop started the name of this show?
I did not.
Okay, he's going to tell you right now. Why do you keep these secrets from your son?
Because he's interested in soccer. He is the Rowdies guy. We're going to be starting a new show for him, by the way, the Rowdies Rundown. All right. And
I like that.
Yeah, nice little name.
I'm gonna promote it on my website. I assure
you. Thank you.
And I'll probably steal clips from it for my website. So tell your son all the thought and the preparation and planning you did for Burning Rubber Radio.
The genesis of Burning Rubber was a long thought gone into having a listening. I actually just watched the race with my friend Charles Robinson, And I got this neat idea, looked at them. We were driving down to Walmart or something. I said, hey, you know what? Let's
Nothing
start a radio
Kentucky
show.
Like going down to a Walmart.
That's right. You go to Walmart, you're, yeah, that's the place to be, you know. Let's start us a radio show. And I guess he wasn't the smartest guy in the world because he looked at me and said, sure, let's start a radio show.
He didn't know what he was getting into.
And it's all history. Now, I was thinking last night, I had some clips of my son who was 3 years old or so, 3.5 years old. And we used to promo it when we were on the FMs up there in Kentucky. You know, we'd have this big thing, listening to Burning Rubber Radio this week, where our guest is going to be such and such. And then I got this wonderful sound clip. I just can't find it on my little 3-year-old son going, Burning Rubber, baby!
I'm going to have to use that with my grandson. He's 3 now.
I think that's my only show contribution, but I still remember that somehow. So,
well, hey, it's solid, and the old man remembers it. I like how you came up with the name when you're having a conversation with somebody's PR rep.
Yeah, that's just the first thing that hit me in the head. You know, you're sitting there talking to this person. Actually, it was Jeremy Mayfield.
Here's my gang. Here's my gang.
Hey!
Zambika, Zach, and my girlfriend Terry. That's your table right there. Live radio.
Yeah, that's all right. You love live radio. I've had my share of live radio moment.
Yeah, interruptions. So finish this since I interrupted you.
What were we at?
Oh, you were talking to a PR person.
Oh, yeah.
And they wanted
right.
to know the name of your show.
Yeah, I'm getting older, as you can see. So anyway.
I call it ADD, age deficit disorder.
That's it. You know, your mind just decides to do its own thing. Anyway, I was talking to Jeremy Mayfield's PR rep and about having him on the Well, I didn't tell them it was the first show of Burning Rubber Radio.
I've got it. Well, yeah. You haven't even had a show yet.
Yeah, that's right. And they said, yeah, what's the name of your show? And it hit me. I don't think we have a name of the show yet. So, and a long thought process that took all of about 2 seconds, I was like, oh, it's Burning Rubber Radio.
Hey, it stuck. You threw it against the wall and it stuck.
I guess so.
And then when she asked something about your website, right?
Yeah, what's the website? Oh, my Lord, that's another thing I didn't think about. And I took the phone to the side and told my partner there, Charles Robinson, I said, hey, buddy, go get the burningrubberradio.com web address and put a big under construction on there. You know, that's how
things
go.
Did you get the interview?
Actually, I can't believe it. Yes, I did not only get the interview, but Jeremy Mayfield's, of course, after all his problems, has been on my show several times, and I'm very good friends with him, his wife, and everyone else and that's associated with them. So that was the beginning of one of my first friendships in NASCAR.
Well, it obviously stuck again. And then I like the story about when you went to the studio for the first time. Your old man thinks he's just going to grab a microphone and start talking.
Oh, well, you want to hear that one?
Yeah. It's classic.
Here we are, 96 WANV 96.7 FM up in London, the huge metropolis of London, Kentucky. And we go in there, and they got the station managers ready for the first Burning Rubber Radio. We got things lined up. So in my mind, we're going to go in there. I've never been out behind a radio console. Only time I've talked on the radio was in law enforcement. And so here we go. We're going to sit down and start this, and I'm waiting for the station manager. And he comes in there, and he goes, okay. And thankfully, that Charles Robinson, who was with me at the time, he understood some of this technical stuff. Because the guy said, okay, you push this button, you throw this thing. At this time, you do this. When someone calls in, you push that button. I'm like, okay, great. This guy's going to show me. And then he goes around to the door, and he goes, by the way, push that big button there at the top when you're done with the show and lock the door. And he's off. And I looked at Charles and went, okay, I guess we're doing this.
We're on, baby.
My buster here asked how it went.
He's still on the air. He's still doing it.
I don't know. The first show for two guys that didn't know what they were doing, I guess it went all right, I suppose.
So who hit it? You know, Charles Robinson was your Jersey Bill back in the day.
Oh, yeah. It was just Charles.
At least you're smart enough, and I've done the same thing, to have people around you that are more knowledgeable than you, because otherwise I'd have never been able to, like I said, put any of this together. And Joe Berdow, unfortunately, had to give me Cliff Notes, we remember what those were. Cliff Notes on every one of these items. This is Microsoft Word. I think I got that one down. The rest, I need a kid your age to keep me in line.
No doubt. So I'm glad I've had that experience anyway.
That's a great start to your venture and your passion. Now, where are you guys broadcast now these days? You're on several platforms.
Yeah, we're, of course, on RadioSaintPete.com, 96.7 FM, Sunshine 96.7. And, of course, we got picked up by NASCAR. I can't believe this.
I think that's fabulous.
We can hear us every week if you can stand us on NASCAR Digital Media and Speed Sport, which is a big media outlet in auto racing of all time.
Huge.
They picked us up. And Speed Sport Podcast Network, you can hear us, along with, of course, several other places that I can't even
Spotify,
remember.
Spotify, Apple, you're on because of your positioning on RadioSaintPete.com, too. I figured that out by reading it. And then my son said, hey, that's pretty cool. RadioSaintPete.com is on Apple. Well, Apple Schmapple. Okay, whatever you guys say.
Yeah, that's right.
And now we're gonna start shooting video. You guys are going to do that, too, of your show?
Our producer, Wayne Owens, has this idea that he wants to do video. So we're all needing to get these green screens.
Don't the three of us look like video guys?
We're rebelling hard. I don't like the idea. I don't need to see me. I don't like looking in the mirror, let alone have me on live TV. Yeah, not going to happen.
Well, that,
we have
that's three of us.
Radio.
What's that? Yeah, we do. and we have the birth certificates for it too.
You're right.
Yeah. So that's only two strikes. The third strike is we're not going to be around. So yeah, I'm with you. But I'm getting all this advice from my little social media gal that did my website, and she said you got to start doing more Instagram video. I shot a video here this morning, a little preview test. I'm like, damn, you look old and tired. Who in the hell wants to watch you? I've been shooting these videos because Taylor's been after me. I'm like, you know, they're kind of cool, but if they're audio, I don't sound bad.
Right, right.
And then I look at them and I'm thinking, I look older than dirt.
Yeah, it's like I'm always looking at the video stuff of us and going, where did I pick up all that 50 pounds?
Well, all I'm going to say is the first day you came here, I couldn't believe you ate one of his big burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you had to burn that off, but I would have been taking a nap, man.
Oh, I was shot out. I mean, it's been rough. And then, of course, this whole past week, we work for a school board police. And, of course, there have been graduations
right
across the street here at the Trop.
This way. I'm a little nervous when you don't even know your directions. Bill, do you have to help with that?
Yeah, luckily he has a phone where I can bring a map up, or I have him follow me because that's the only way he's going to get me every half the time. It's kind of like pushing him down the hill to keep him going. If he would have stopped halfway, we'd have been done.
Yeah, we wouldn't have made the rest of the show down there at the Grand Prix.
So you guys worked those graduations.
You
were over here?
All of them, yeah.
You should have got a hold of me and went to buy you a bite to eat.
Oh, I wish, because we were over there. Like, for instance, Bill, you worked that 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. a few times.
They come over. A lot of them migrate over here to eat. They're just back to back to back.
Basically back. You know, and when he was working that stuff, I felt bad for him. I think I told him, I said, better you than me.
Yeah, he really felt bad for him. Hey, one thing we haven't seen each other. We talked on the phone. Let's go back to the St. Pete Grand Prix and you guys' experience for the weekend. Start it out and then pass it over to the brains of the operation here.
Yeah, talking open wheels, that's Bill's wheelhouse. But I will say, we had a good time.
That's Bernadette. That's Bernie, my nemesis, and my main man, Tom. Little party here, little Five Towns party.
That's great. Welcome. Everyone come on down to Ferg's, and we'll let you say hi.
Hey, so you guys got back down there.
Yes.
You still had your media spot. They didn't kick you out.
No, they didn't kick us out down there. Thank God. You know.
So how did the weekend go overall, do you think? Without specifics on the racing, I'll get that from Bill.
It's still COVID. And what that means is usually for media folks, when you're down there, you go into the media center where they have a place for you to hook your computers up and all the drivers and whoever's whatever and the grand marshals that are there will come in and speak to the media. Plus, they have a big buffet in there.
You already ate.
But it didn't matter.
That's the beauty of media, man. Some places have great buffets, some don't.
Exactly. Well, the media centers at these races that people usually feed us well. Well, with COVID, the buffet was gone. And let's see. They didn't bring the people in anymore. The drivers didn't come in. Nobody. It was all done on the video. And you couldn't get to the paddock. You know, I'm used to when I'm at an event, I'll walk up to their haulers, and that's where the teams, you know, are. And a lot of the times, the driver's PR people, their public relations okay. folks yep. are. And I usually talk to them and try to schedule to talk to XYZ driver. Well, you couldn't do that.
And you could see that in every sport. It was tough to do your job and to have that interactive, you know, relationship with people. I mean, wouldn't you rather look somebody in the eyes?
Oh,
like
yeah.
this? Then Zoom.
Exactly.
Yeah, somebody that's sitting there in their underwear while you're talking to them. I mean, come on, man.
We did the same thing. Right?
Yeah. Well, unless it's a female. But anyway, I won't go there. So the experience, but at least they had the race. But it was minimized. Now, how about fans? Did they seem like they were having as good a time as
they
normal?
They seemed pretty much in normal mode down there. You think so, Bill?
Yeah, the fan turnout was really good, like we talked last time. The nice thing about it was we did have a race, which was awesome. And the biggest thing what they did is it was nice to have people who could walk around, talk to you, observe. But they interacted, which was nice also. Bottom line is anything during COVID was a way out. Having a race where people could get together, even though we were distance, and it was still an awesome time. So it was a good turnout. I think it was a lot better than the year before because they did allow a little more. But, again, a lot of restrictions that you worked around. If you want to watch motorsports, you work around it.
You want to watch any sports, you got to work around it.
Especially nowadays, pure and simple, yeah.
Exactly. So were you there Sunday, too, all day, too?
Yeah, we were for the whole race.
You take Monday off, I hope.
No, we were working Monday.
Those are my troopers with the badge.
Yeah, you got to pay the bills because radio doesn't do that. But
yeah. Some young kid came up to me, and I don't like to squash anybody's dreams that are passing because, like I said, I was in the computer industry making big bank, miserable, lost it all. So this has been my passion. But this young kid came last week and conversed with me, and I said, I'm going to tell you something right now. And we've got a thing called Florida Rising Stars. I'm a part of this organization, and it's for young men this age, you know. If he doesn't want to participate in sports, people don't want to participate, but they love sport, there's plenty of opportunities out there, especially today's world. Communications. I hired interns working for the Cubs. And so I told this young kid, his eyes got about this big. He was about Bubba's age, a little younger, and he walked on an encyclopedia. And I said, there's opportunity, but if you think you're going to make a lot of bank, you are not, and you'll need a college degree in communications, broadcasting, public relations, so that's going to cost. But while you're there, make sure every job you take, don't try to get high-paying jobs to pay your bills in the summers. Get grunt jobs in sports and build your resume up, even if you could do it in high school.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do. And there's another thing that I'm proud to say I helped kick off. That's a big deal now, and that's grassroots media, like us right now.
Exactly.
You know? We're grassroots. We're guys that have other jobs, and we're in the sport. And now, versus back then, we're treated like regular media, which is really neat. It's a neat thing that's developed.
Well, as I told you, my first experience walking into a media room, you know, I'm a big Iowa Hawkeye fan. They're playing the freaking Huskers, and I've got a 50-yard line up in the box, and I got my little computer, and I'm trying to act, you know, I'm a two-man company then, and I'm trying to act legit, and there's iHeartRadio jackasses, and over here's the Gannett, you know, newspaper boys, and I did it. They score, and I'm like, yeah, and they turn around and look at me. One more time.
Yeah, that's right.
Your media pass is gone.
They will take your media. If you're fanboying or fangirling, they will definitely take your media, Chris.
And I held on to that like it was my birth certificate the rest of my life. Nobody's getting it, and there's no copies. And then as we grew, we got more people. But, yeah, but once you get into that media world, you realize you've been accepted.
That's right.
And in you guys' case, you got a little leg up on me. They might be a little bit concerned to slight you or minimize you in case they're speeding in your area. Or don't have a seatbelt on. Just remember who I am.
Okay.
All right. So it was a great weekend. We'll talk open wheel. Then I want to talk NASCAR, where it is to this point in the season. And then we're going to go to the brains of the operation. How's that?
Oh, yeah. Talk some rowdies.
Yeah, we're going to talk plenty of rowdies. Let's go open wheel. Now, let's talk about the Grand Prix here in St. Pete and how that weekend went down.
As Andy said, it was a good weekend, good turnout. It was good to see Colton Herta pull it off and win. Unfortunately, being a fan of the guy that came in second, I wasn't happy. But
who was that?
Justin Newgarden.
Okay.
I'm a big Newgarden fan. Said they all look strong. They look stout. It was good to have the race again. Regardless, it was a race. It was nice to see. So it was kind of cool to have that out and about. And then once we left there, we went around the country. And, of course, last weekend was the Indy 500.
Were you there?
The big one. No. I thought about it, and I said, yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I wondered if you were going to go.
They restricted people. They opened it. Penske, who now owns it, he decided he's going to have, I think it was 164,000 people or something like that.
A small crowd.
Still way under, but it was good to have the crowd there. And they were social distance best they could, but it was still the Indy 500. And the old man pulled it off. Helio Castroneves got his fourth.
That was pretty cool.
Very elite group. Yeah, he is. Very elite group right now.
You know,
cool to see.
When that race starts out, how many drivers? 32?
It depends upon the crowd. I think this year was it 32, I think? I think it was something like that. It varies because a lot of times, like the big race like that, you'll get people don't do every week, but they'll show up for the 500. You know, your standard season's about 20 to 22 cars all around the country.
Okay, so down here it was 22?
Give or take. But a lot of it's funding, a lot of it said COVID. But if you look at the big scheme of things, the big races, the Daytona 500s, the Indianapolis 500, stuff like that, anybody who wants to get a shot is going to show up. And they were packing the field pretty good. They had a race in. Some people got bumped and didn't make the field. So it was pretty good to have them out there.
Okay, so explain that. Because, you know, when you have that in golf, they call it Monday qualifying. And, you know, you're on there outside looking in, and you may not be in the points. And, you know, you might get a sponsor's exemption in professional golf.
Right.
Now, what's the case in motorsports?
It's kind of the same way. You may get prior champ provisionals where you're guaranteed a spot in the race. But reality is, if you're trying to race your way in, small budget teams, small owner teams, stuff of that nature, that's your shot to go out there and show what you got. The problem is these big teams who have the big money and the big engines, etc., they're the ones who are going to be stout and going to take care of business. So you're trying to get around them. Let's say we'll pick a number. We have 36 starting. You've got 46 people trying to get in. That means 9 or 10 are not getting in the big show.
Are they there physically?
Oh, yeah.
With their teams?
Yep, they show up with their haulers. The problem with that is they're there physically with their one car, their numerous sets of tires, but they're not there with the engineers, with the garage people who can fix a car within 5 hours because they're outside.
It's not a level playing field, man.
Not at all. It hasn't been no matter what motor series you're looking at. It's never a level playing field, ever. But again, it's the people who enjoy it who want to fight their way in. Again, they're not running every race. Unfortunately, Mike, they're there for the big show. And they're trying to do their thing. And if they get in, just getting in is huge with some of these teams. They may not do a big turnout. They may not have the big show at the end, but they're there. Their sponsors see them. It also helps in the future with sponsorship. If we can make a team to get in and they say, wow, you actually made the big show. You made the big race. You did your thing. How about we start sponsoring you now and get to more races every year? It may not be everyone, but it may be 3, 4, 5 races. Money behind you is going to get you in this sport. Again, you go against the big drivers, the Andretti's, you know, the Foyt's, Ganassi's, people like that who got money. You're not going to, unfortunately, beat them because they've got the groundwork, they've got the background, they've got the engines. But in the same token, they're also allowing people to leave and help. So they are branching out. They realize the future has to be a lot more than 3 or 4 teams. The monopoly is not going to work in motorsports too long.
And that's an anything. You need a feeder system, right?
100%.
But the price, as we talked last time we were together, the price to participate is so damn high.
It's ridiculous.
It's hard to build a feeder system.
Right. And especially, like, you know, we keep mentioning COVID. Unfortunately, we're saying we're coming out of it, to be optimistic. But bottom line is, when things shut down, money shut down. You can't put $1 million into a race car when your company's shut down and you have nobody working because the whole country, let alone the world, is shut down. So I think once we get back into a regular routine, the feeder system, the Under Series, you know, the Indy Light Series, the Indy Pro Series.
Okay,
you
know, so they have, and I know they do in NASCAR. But in Indy, in the open wheel, have the same thing?
Yep, same thing.
Explain that real quick.
Basically, like with NASCAR. And like
what they have in Des Moines, Iowa, we used to have that Iowa Speedway. What would that be?
That was open wheel. The track itself, though. We're talking about.
They're running, Indy cars running at
Iowa
this year.
Well, they have in the past, so that would be what, like AA in baseball, or
it's kind of like if you look at you got the Mazda series, the Indy Pro series. That's your series that's coming up. A lot of the guys, like, let's say you win Indy Pro, you're going to wind up going up Indy Lights. Next thing you know, you're probably in the big show if you get lucky. But a lot of these teams that are the big teams also own these younger teams, and like you said, the feeders.
Okay, so these are their guys down there,
without a doubt. They're grooming them to move
it's
up.
It's like baseball.
Not always, but yes, 100%. They're grooming them to move up, and they're getting them ready to come up to the big show. They may run sporadic, a race here, a race there, to see how they do. But if they show their worth, they're guaranteed a seat eventually. It's just a matter of where or when.
And those are the big teams. And if their driver gets injured or ill, they just pull one of those guys up just like they do in baseball?
Pretty much, for the most part.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Not quite the same. It's not, you know, where if you have a pitcher go down, you can bring another pitcher up. It's not quite that. But, you know, you got a driver out there. You figure average team is four cars on a track, and that's average. If you have somebody who goes down, look below your feeders, but who's ready to make the move up? You're not going to take somebody from the lowest series, bring them to the highest. It's not going to happen. Also, the sanctioning bodies are not going to allow it. They have a lot of power, and I'll sit there and say, on a side note, sometimes too much power to not allow people into the racing or pick and choose who they want. Recently, NASCAR had
that's
that.
That's ludicrous, too. But
yeah, NASCAR had it. We're not getting a lot of
cash
details.
Is king.
They wouldn't let somebody in who's shown their worth for a long time, but they bought somebody else because there's money behind that person. Again, that's big business. That's big sports. Unfortunately, the sanctioning bodies need to realize these people are also trying. Give them some break. Give them a love once in a while. Stop dictating who and who can't get behind the wheel of a car because you're the sanctioning body, and you have rules that you will, let's say,